White Sox taking on the Kansas City Royals in KC. It's coming up right at 12:30 with our pregame show. This gives us a little bit of a mini food time show today. Chicago Radio's only cooking and dining show, our award-winning All Things Edible program that's been here on WGN for decades now. And, you know, what's new this year with the pandemic, I've taken over all of the cooking duties on the WGN TV morning news. We would occasionally have a chef on the show, but now I'm the chef on the show because I didn't already have enough stuff to do already. But actually, I enjoy it. I love cooking. I love sharing the recipes. It's a little bit challenging doing it in a 3 or 4 minute segment on television where something might take you a half an hour or a couple of hours of preparation. So there's a slightly different way of presenting it on television, but I think we've pretty much got that part down. What's so gratifying to me is all the feedback that I get for people telling me, I tried your recipe for this and that, and it was the hit of my party. It was the hit of my barbecue. I heard it so much this past week because last week I did a chicken lettuce cup. Took some ground chicken, 1 pound of ground chicken. That's all there was to it. Fried it up in a pan, sauteed it up in a pan with some chopped green pepper, chopped red pepper, chopped Vidalia onions. I think that's all that was. Salt, pepper, a little garlic powder. That was sort of the base. And then I took a head of Boston lettuce, because it's, you know, very it's very circular. And you take the leaves apart, you clean them, of course, and dry them. And then you take the sauteed chicken mixture that you have, you mix it with the sauce of your choice. You can put barbecue sauce in it. I did a sweet chili sauce that was hot, but, you know, really sweet. I did a sriracha sauce with it. I did a peanut sauce, like a Thai peanut sauce that was delicious. That really was my favorite. Sesame sauce, variety of different sauces with just the base of these chicken and vegetables that were sauteed. Mix it together, and then you put it in a lettuce cup, and you put it on a nice big platter. It's beautiful to put out on the platter. It's gorgeous presentation. Could not be easier. Recipes up at WGNTV.com/DeanCooks. It's where you find all my recipes. It's where you find all of my videos of the segments that we've done on television. This past Friday, I did I did chicken wings 4 different ways. Now, a lot of people deep fry their chicken wings. They bread them. They put extra calories on them. I don't think you need to do that with the chicken wings. You simply take your chicken wings, you know, and normally it'll come with the little drumstick and then the other half of the wing, which is that the one that has the two bones in it. Just cut that right in half, right in the cartilage. Very easy to slice. Salt, pepper, and garlic again. And now you've got the base, and you grill them. You put them on the grill. I would say probably 20 to 25 minutes, flipping them over and over. You don't want them to get too burnt on one side. So, you know, a nice cook like that. Take an internal thermometer and stick it in the meatiest part of one of your chicken wings. It needs to be 160 degrees to be safe. When it gets to that, take them off, put them in a big bowl, and again, do the, you know, variety of sauces, whatever sauces you like. I did a traditional buffalo hot sauce, which was great, with some celery and blue cheese, dressing. I did, I got to say, my favorite this time was with barbecue sauce. I use a Famous Dave's bottled sauce that I think is delicious. They have a sweet and zesty flavor. It's great. It's not too hot, not too smoky, just perfect. And it was so good with the wings. I did this time a teriyaki sauce with them, and I did that sweet chili sauce again, just because I like cleaning out my sinuses with the heat, and it was fantastic. You know, and you mix them with, not all of them together, of course, each individual sauce with the base of these chicken wings that have been grilled. Mix them up, put them on a platter. I put, you know, the celery and the blue cheese out with them, And it was a really nice combination and great feedback from the listeners on all of that. Got to say, my number one most requested recipe of summertime, my key lime pie that I made. I want to say a month ago, month and a half ago, something. Four ingredients in this stupid key lime pie. It's so delicious. The pie crust, a block of a cream cheese, a can of sweetened condensed milk, and some lime juice, key lime juice that goes in it. You mix it all together. You know, get your mixer, get it all nice and smooth, pour it in the pie crust, put it in the fridge. It's that easy. The whole thing takes 10 minutes, and then you let it stay in the fridge for, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours. The more, the better. It'll solidify again, and you serve it up. What a huge hit. I take a fresh lime then and zest it on top of the pie, so it's really pretty with the lime zest that's on top of it. Some people like to put whipped cream on top of the pie. I like to serve it separately, and you know, everyone can do what they want to do with that. But as I say, I've got all those recipes up at WGNTV.com/Dean Cooks. Tomorrow morning on the WGNTV Morning News, Uncle Dean's going to cook a giant chocolate chip cookie on the grill. A giant one, like the size of a record album. Mom, what's a record album? It's a giant. I'm going to cook that tomorrow morning on the WGN-TV Morning News. And as I say, as always, the recipes and the videos all go up at WGNTV.com/Dean Cooks. All right, that's the end of the show today. We've got White Sox baseball coming up next. Sox and the Royals in Kansas City. Pregame, and then Andy Mazur with the play-by-play is coming up.